This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
So the thing is if we look at the animal kingdom, and this is important when we're talking about your strengths, is a lot of people don't embrace their strengths. They don't embrace who they are as an individual. And the reason why is individuals get killed. And what do I mean by that? Well, if we look at the animal kingdom, and I'll talk about the one that I know really well, which is the water, the ocean, the sea, is if we look at fish, there's a lot of fish that school. And some of them, you've ever seen those videos where there's a school of fish, it's really tight school. And it almost like this, like heaping ball as it's just kind of swarming around, almost like a swarm of bees, except it's actually fish. And then what happens is you see in these nature videos where there's a predator that's coming at it and wants to eat it, right? Maybe there's a tuna that's trying to eat these bait fish. And this thing, it's even called a bait ball. And where there's just this ball, tuna's trying to get to it. The problem is that when it's in that ball, there's so many things going on that literally the fish, the predator that's trying to attack it and eat, can't pick out a single target. And the problem is that they can't pick out a single target. So they're going in blind and they're just charging through it. Fish move out of the way. Nothing, unless it's just really unlucky, is going to get eaten. And so the animal kingdom has learned to do that in some situations where those fish are schooling to protect themselves. You think, okay, well, if they're in that big ball, it'd make it easier to eat as they go through it. And that's just not the case because they can't single out one target. And then what happens is you'll see in these videos, these nature videos, where one fish will break off from the group or the predator fish will tear through and break off a couple of fish that get, you know, sidetracked or lose track of the school of fish, the big bait ball. Then what happens is there's one or two fish that are outliers and they're on their own. Predator sees them, locks in on that one target, and they're toast, right? Going straight after it. Once that one stands out, it's over. In schooling fish, they know that's the case. The ones who get separated from the group, from the school, get killed. It's also why if you look at another animal, which is sheep, where sheep, it's interesting, and there's even a term for this that we use as people in our society, which is, you know, being a black sheep. And being a black sheep means that you stand out. And the reason why and where that comes from is sheep are generally one color, mostly bred to be white, mostly to be consistent. The challenge is that when a sheep comes out as a different color and just some genetic thing happens, they come out as black or spots or stripes, then what happens is there's now one that stands out that's different. So rest of the sheep are one color, you've got one that's a different color. What happens when wolves or predators come? Well, if you've ever seen sheep, they flock and they run together. And it's this big marshmallowy blob that you can't really tell which one is which. It's hard to identify one sheep out of this mass, this flock that's running around, especially running from a predator, unless there's one that's different. When there's one that's different, it stands out. And that one that stands out, it's easy to lock in on, right? Then the wolves, the predators can lock in on that one that's different and say, going after that one, right? And then that one gets taken out. And our brain feels the same way. Our mind, because we're a tribal society, wants to fit in and doesn't want to stand out for that same reason. That's why, again, you hear that term, the black sheep of the family, the black sheep of the group. It's that person who's different. They're one of these things is not like the other, right? Like they're not playing along. They're not doing what everyone else is doing in that family. Maybe everyone's a doctor and you got this one person who's doing something different as a career. And then they're considered the black sheep. They're different. They stand out. They're moving to the beat of their own drum. And in this situation, what I want you to do is fight that instinct, fight the innate human survival side of us that wants to fit in. And it's not that we just want to fit in because we're just a lemming that wants to go along with it. It goes deeper than that because fitting in means we're with the tribe. If we're with the tribe, then we're going to survive. If we're not with the tribe, we're out on our own in the cold, dangerous world. And that's not a good place to be. Usually don't make it. At least it wasn't that long ago when people who weren't a part of the tribe were actually making it. So that's what our brain is doing. I want you to embrace your strength. I know this is a whole lot of background. You were thinking, hey, when is Jason going to get to the good stuff about helping me close more deals? And I am, because the key is you want to embrace who you are. You want to be okay with being different. You want to be you and authentically you. I cannot count the number of times that I have been in call centers, in sales, on sales floors, in sales teams, observing, watching, working with them, where I have seen somebody who I talk to when they're not on the sales floor or they're not on the phones. And then they get onto the sales floor and they become something different. They want to match what everyone's doing. They want to do what everyone's doing so they can fit in, maybe so they can be accepted, maybe because they think that's what it takes to be successful in sales. And the challenge is that if that's not authentic to you, it's really hard to sustain long term. Pretending, acting, putting on a front, fake it till you make it, act as if, that's tough long term. Short term, there's some reasons you can justify doing some of those. Long term, it's not going to work. What I'd rather you do is embrace who you are, embrace your strengths, embrace what you're bringing to the table, and stop judging yourself. Stop thinking, okay, well, I'm not like Bob. Bob sells this way. He says these things. Bob's been doing sales for 15 years, so I should just do what Bob does. I'm not like that. I haven't been in sales very long. I still have that where I think I talk to people, especially for my podcast, especially for the books that I do. Like, I'm interviewing people, talking to other people who are in sales, sales experts, consultants, and people who they've been in sales for a very long time. They knew they wanted to be in sales. They love sales. They're excited about it. That's what they wanted to do for a long time. And they absolutely love it. And I think to myself, I didn't want to do sales for a long time. In fact, even once I started in sales, I still ran away from it several times because I didn't think I wanted to be in sales. I didn't think I was good at it. I never got any training or guidance or mentorship about it. And so I basically raised myself, ran away from home, the home of sales, several times, and then, you know, came back and embraced it. And here I am now. But the key is, don't judge yourself. Don't judge who you aren't, and don't judge the strengths that you have. You want to focus on your strengths. You want to focus on what makes you you, what makes you happy, and what you can bring to the table in these conversations, and focus on your strengths.